New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and I just got the finished, interior of my book, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, Sensual Superfoods and Aphrodisiac Practices for Ultimate Sexual Health and Connection. And it is coming out with Skyhorse Publishing February 2nd, 2019.
Woo! Congrats, Lisa. I'm so proud of you. You are now officially an author.
Whoop, whoop. I'm so excited. And let me first of all say that I interviewed over 50 people for this book, and you will find Andrea in this book. And I'm just so excited, because it was a labor of love, and I want to give credit where credit is due. This was a family affair. Sounds kind of funny, but my brother and sister actually helped me with the writing of the book. My brother is extraordinarily funny, and my sister's a really good writer. And one of the things I love about the book is when you look inside, you'll see some of the pages are like a very light peach color. And those are little memoir stories, how I went dirty eating to clean eating, my struggle with self-esteem and sex and love addiction, the fact that I was, you know, not only pick last for gym, but they fought over who got stuck with me, and how that affected my self-worth. And I also shared the most humiliating moment of my life, which you have to get the book to read. I wanted to be super upfront that, you know, changing your life is hard. And I wasn't like, I'm just a health nut and I've always been this way. You know, I lived on crap for years, and I don't want to give away what changed. But if you read the book, you'll see. And I struggled with having a healthy sexual relationship. And so I feel like people who are reading it and feel like, well, you're a health expert. That doesn't mean that this came easy. You know what I mean, Andrea? Because like, talk about your own experience with changing your lifestyle, becoming healthy.
No, for sure. You know, I mean, for me, it was about just not feeling good, and I would have stomach issues. And finally, I was like, all right, this isn't working for me. I felt like I was 6 months pregnant at all times, every time I put something in my mouth. And then I was like, nope, I'm going to go back to school and do something about it. So I think for all of us, it's we kind of have that that point of we're like, okay, yeah, nope, not working for me, whether it's us and it's our own point or whether it's a doctor. I mean, I was just talking to someone the other day who said he turned around his life because his doctor said, if you don't, I hate to say it, but you're going to have some issues. So I think for all of us, we kind of come to that point where we need to, well, hopefully not for all of us, but we come to that point where we need to make healthier choices. I mean, Lisa, first of all, I just want to give you a big kudos. Congrats. I know how hard it is to write a book, and it's no easy task. So congratulations on getting this book done. I want to ask you a couple of questions. Let me play the role of the interviewer for a minute. Woo-hoo. What made you write? So you talked about a little bit why you wrote it, but you know, for those who are listening and you know, you have the word sex in your book, you know, tell us a little bit about what, you know, is it a book on sex? I mean, is it a book that people have an issue? Maybe we're not in touch with our sexuality. Like, is this for everybody? Who should be reading this book?
Well, you know, it's funny, Andrea, because I've had to tell people numerous times that the title Clean Eating, Dirty Sex is a play on word. This book is not about dirty sex at all. There's nothing dirty at all about the book. We're looking at how to change your lifestyle, how to move from the standard American sad diet to a healthy diet, how to incorporate fitness. But then we're also covering things like how to talk to your partner, how to ask for what you want, what sexual positions are best so a woman, you know, can have an orgasm, how to spend more quality time with your partner. And then it talks all about the foods that are best for your sexual health. It talks about hormones, menopause, perimenopause, stress and hormones. I honestly feel like this book is for anyone that wants to live a healthier lifestyle and get advice from the top experts in the field, really. And you can be celibate and still get a lot from this book. Now, if you are in a sexual relationship, I think it's even better because it can be tough of knowing how to talk to your partner. And we talk about iMessages and we talk about active listening and, again, making that time and even how to stock your bedside side table and about, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, gosh, we've been in this rut or we've been together so long. Well, what are some things you can do? For example, you know, you can lavish compliments. You can, you know, go down memory lane. I mean, it's so fun when you talk with your partner about, remember that time we did this, or we did that, or remember that hot, that amazing sex we had that time, you know, and then he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But it's really just, I think it's like an overall compendium of how to live your healthiest life. And then there's also over 50 kick-ass recipes. So that doesn't hurt foods.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's a cookbook too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you get kind of a two-in-one. But, you know, Lisa, what I love about you is that you're so real. You're so raw. You laugh at yourself. You don't take yourself seriously.
And
I think that's why people love you so much. And that's how come we can identify with you so much. Because you really say it like it is. You're not putting on a show for anybody. You are who you are. You talked about your sex addiction. You talked about, you know, so many things. And I think, you know, that's why you're such an amazing radio host, is that people... they identify with you, and they can, you know, they can say, okay, well, what can I learn from this? And I think, you know, talking about topic of food and sex and feeling good overall, changing our diets is an important, it's important. We need that book. So, you know, I'm excited for when it comes out and it launches.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I mean, that's why I was so excited to reach out to people like you, and you shared, you know, about those seven foods that we don't want to be eating, or I don't even want to call them foods.
Trans fats.
Those things,
additives.
Right. Exactly. We also talked about things like, you know, unplugging and chronic daily stress and balancing your mental blocks and resentment. I mean, boy, if you want to put a damper on your sex life, right, have resentment towards your partner. So we talk about that, how important that is. We also talk about when food is comfort, and then we jump into exercise. We even have a whole chapter, because I'm obsessed with beauty and skincare, called Touchable, Kissable Skin. And it's all about beauty from within and beauty inside out and kicking toxins to the curb. And it's all the stuff we talk about. It's the stuff I talk about on Just Ask David, the beauty podcast I do with David Pollack.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And like I said, you know, the dirty part, I know some people get turned off, but I really hope that they can see beyond that, because to me, it was obviously a play on words. And I think most people get it. I mean, my favorite reaction is when people look and they just laugh, because you're like, yes, they know this book is not about dirty sex, whatever that even means. Right. But it has such a negative connotation. But of course, it talks about sex in the book. I mean, it has things about, there's a whole thing on women and the clitoris and the G-spot and masturbation and why you need to do your Kegels. And I mean, it's really comprehensive. I'll put it that way.
Well, it sounds really comprehensive, which I think is terrific.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people listen. And I think for people, if they don't want to speak about it, it's good to read about it. Right. It's one of those things that they may not be comfortable talking about, but I'll be, you know, I'm okay to read about it kind of thing. So, all right. So tell us a little bit about some of the recipes that are in the book.
Well, the recipes are great. They were all created by Erin McDonald, RDN. She is the dietitian and registered dietitian for Clean Eating Magazine. And one of the things I love about Erin, so she did the main 50 recipes. And there's some smoothies by Tess Masters, a blender girl who's awesome. Diana Stobo, who we've had on the show before. And I love them. Like everything, I would say this book is mostly paleo, although it's funny, there's not one meat recipe. The only beef recipe is a beef bone broth. And of course, we always say grass-fed. But there's no white flour. There's no sugar. Everything is almond flour, coconut flour.
Awesome.
And Andrea, these recipes are right up
my alley.
I
can see that. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, awesome, they're really
Lisa.
Good.
Yeah. So when does it come out?
Go ahead. It comes out February 2nd. So it's perfect for Valentine's Day, because if you want to make a great meal that, you know, has asparagus, because that has two different types of hormones in it that actually are good, you know, for your guy. And then all the foods, all the recipes are foods that directly affect your sexual health. And, you know, it's funny because I was apprehensive about the word aphrodisiac in the title, because honestly, none of this is about aphrodisiacs. It's really about foods that have been scientifically shown to improve. For example, you know, I mentioned asparagus. Now that has vitamins B6 and B9. They boost arousal and vitamin E and stimulate the production of sex hormones. Or no, I mentioned celery. Celery is really cool because it has two pheromones, androstenedione. I know I'm saying these wrong. But if you listen to the show, you know I mispronounce everything. And androstenol. These alter the scent in your sweat glands, making men more attractive. Isn't that interesting? And then things like chili peppers and chia seeds and dark chocolate and olives and nuts and oysters and pomegranates and watermelon. And so many great things. And then there's a whole chapter on sexual enhancement supplements. I mean, it really is like your one-stop shop for really revitalizing your life. And again, if you're not sexual, you're still going to get stronger because this is a book to help you live your happiest, healthiest life.
That's awesome, Lisa. So where can people find your book if they want to pre-order it?
Well, people should go to cleaneatingdirtysex.com. And right there, there's a click. You can pre-order it on Amazon. And also, I do a podcast with the wonderful Randall Betker and Dr. Janice, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. It's on iTunes. It's doing great right now. It's not really based on the book. I would say the podcast is racier because the book really isn't racy. Okay. But at the same time, we do touch on holistic health. We touch on nutrition. We touch on eating. We touch on sex. But we'll go to things like open relationships or kink in the bedroom or things like that. But it's done in a tasteful way. It's just, I think people want information. And that's what's so great. You say, like, if people don't want to talk about it, they can read a book or they can listen to a podcast. They don't have to announce it to the world. Although I hope people will announce to the world that they're reading.
I hope so, too. I think it sounds amazing. Yeah. No, it sounds amazing. Yeah.
Good and there's for you, some Lisa. Great I'm really proud of you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was going to say there's some stories that aren't just mine. There's a gentleman in the book who reversed his erectile dysfunction by going on a plant-based diet and losing a bunch of weight.
Wow.
And he swears by it. You know, it's amazing. Hmm. And Drew Manning, who is the fit to fat to fit guy, if you haven't heard of him, he's a trainer who purposely gained 75 pounds so he could relate to his clients. And then he lost it. And he shares his story and his before and after photos. And he's amazing. I interviewed Dave Asprey, who's huge. He's a bulletproof guy. He's in the book. Dr. Kellyanne Pertucci. She's like the bone broth queen. She's in the book.
Awesome.
The list goes on and on. And it's fun. I think my stories, even though you'll cringe because I was such a loser. see, self-deprecating.
You're not a loser.
No. Well, you know how I felt about myself growing up. Hmm. You'll laugh and you'll cringe and you'll be like, oh my gosh. But I think again that relatability is really good. And my brother, he is so funny. Like I wrote the story and it was like, yeah, that's good. And then it's almost like he didn't change it, but he just was able to put it in a way that literally makes you laugh, even though you feel like I shouldn't be laughing because poor Lisa, but you're like, oh my God, this is poor girl.
I can't wait. I'm very excited to read it, Lisa.
Yay.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so, so proud of you. So just say the title again. So for the people who want to, let's say, go to Amazon, can they pre-order on Amazon as well?
Yes, pre-order, because before you know it, I mean, February 2nd's right around the corner, and you want to get it right when it comes out, because then you can make some of the recipes for your lover on Valentine's Day, or for yourself, or for you and your girlfriends, for whatever, Sometimes I feel like Valentine's Day is way too overhyped. And I mean, my husband and I don't even exchange cards, but this time I'll make an exception and make
exactly. You're going to have to celebrate your book.
That's lots hilarious. Of good dark chocolate recipes, too. Very low sugar. All right. Clean eating, dirty sex, central superfoods and aphrodisiac practices for ultimate sexual health and connection. And you can go to cleaneatingdirtysex.com and check out the podcast, too.
Awesome, Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with the new author, Lisa Davis.
Woo-hoo.
And you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media Gal 1, and at Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. And be sure to pre-order Lisa's book. Stay well.